We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs' inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I feel like I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Smith and Harrison connects to right. And Acuna is there. Game over. The Braves sweep the Nationals and up their record to 15-16 on the year.
Yeah, that was that exciting YouTube broadcast yesterday. But, hey, listen, the result was good. The Braves hang on for dear life and sweep the Nationals, as they said on YouTube, for the first time, by the way, we should add, since 2014 that they've swept the Nationals. And, yes, the Braves are now suddenly back home tonight, game and a half out of first. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Friday, May the 7th. Friday. Hugh Douglas, Friday.
Grand Rising, John Fricke. Grand Rising, Atlanta. You know what I got to say, man, yesterday, you know, I don't like watching YouTube TV. I don't. But yesterday, the broadcast wasn't that bad. I don't know if it was, you know, the way that they presented it because, you know, it was a lot of interaction with the YouTube people. People on YouTube, I guess they did it like that before. I probably didn't notice before. But yesterday, the broadcast wasn't that bad because I think they integrated a lot of, I know it's old audio, but they integrated a lot of Chip Carey in there. So I guess that's what made it better for me. But it wasn't that bad yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's not awful. It's different. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is that, look, everybody was getting on YouTube yesterday, and I wasn't in the business necessarily defending them, but I think, you know, when we talk about, you know, the future of sports, we have to, you know, we can't all be curmudgeons here. I mean, it's going to be streaming. Twitter's going to have games like they've had in the NFL. YouTube's going to have games. They're going to do the Nickelodeon version with the, you know, all the slime and everything like that. They're going to do eight different calls. If you want the home call or this call, I think there's a lot of experimenting going on because the landscape keeps changing. So and it's not awful. I think some people think it's just terrible. I don't know if it's an access thing. It seems to me, Hugh, it'd be easier for most people to access YouTube than to access cable. I don't know. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. Maybe it's easier to get cable. But I didn't think it was that bad either.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And, you know, I looked at it and I was like, man, I probably made more of a stink about it than probably it needed to be. You know, but I was like, hey, at the time, I was just like, yeah, man, I ain't watching it like that. So, yeah.
Well, but there is good news on a couple of fronts. One is the Braves do sweep the Nats, and as I said, first time in 7 years. But more good news is that Drew Smyly showed you something for that $11 million you paid him.
Yeah, you know, and it was funny during the broadcast, they were talking about that, talking about how, you know, hopefully he's not Cole Hamels and eventually he will come around. I'm telling you, John, that meal before the game, when you start getting those conversations about, hey, man, you straight, or people start to ask you questions that they normally don't ask you, that's a hell of a motivator. That is one hell of a motivator because you don't want to be that guy, especially when you talk about the position that they were in, the potential there to sweep, and you have been scuffling a little bit. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and of course, no. Good for the Braves. They've gotten a couple of really solid performances from starters. I mean, Oscar Noah. Oscar's been the best pitcher on the staff so far this year. You know, you get another solid start from him. You get Drew Smyly finally giving you a start. You could use another one tonight. You know, there's three in a row. Hugh, you're playing the Phillies tonight. Charlie Morton's on the mound. You're back home.
Full capacity.
Yeah. How about that? Full capacity. For the first time since that, do you remember the Cardinals, Mike Fultonevich playoff debacle, the 10-run thing? That was the last time that Truist Park had full capacity, okay? I'm only pointing that out not to remind you of the debacle of the 10 runs before two were out in the playoff game. Saying that's how long it's been.
But you did, John Fricky, but you did.
I know. If Oren were here, but he's not today, he'd be in his feelings because he went to that game and we blamed him and that all. You know, but he's taking this Friday off. He's got things to do here. So Abe is back at the shop, running the shop. Abe, just wanted to say hi this morning. You feel a little lonely there now that you're back at the shop?
I miss my dog. Is that weird? After an hour away from her, no, you know, been around her quite a bit since. I'm actually. Very comfortable getting back in here and getting pressing buttons again. Feels good.
All right. I only bring Abe into this for a couple of reasons. One, to let everybody know out there that Oren is taking the day off because I know it's all about the team here, Hugh. And also to remind you that if you're going to the game tonight, and I'm curious if you are going to the game tonight, you can be going to the game and on top of that, getting a vaccine if you want. Do you see this, Hugh? They're going to be
yes, I did.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I know it's trying to do the best to get everybody as vaccinated as quickly as possible. Is this the and there's another question. Which shot is it? Is it the Johnson Johnson?
I think
Johnson's?
You have if I'm not mistaken, somebody out there correct me. I think you have a choice.
Between what and what? The Johnson and Johnson and what?
Between between Johnson and Johnson or the first shot of Pfizer.
Oh, Pfizer has the first shot now, one shot? Oh, you
no,
mean
no,
the
no,
first
no,
shot?
The, no, no, the
still,
first shot
shots.
Of Pfizer, right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can either get the first shot of the two of Pfizer, or you can get the one shot, good to go, J&J. It's your choice. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's it. Here's another little thing. I didn't get this when I got my vaccine. If you get your shot tonight, whether it's the J&J or Pfizer, if I got that correct, you get two tickets to a future game.
Mm.
I didn't get no two tickets to a future Braves game when
sure.
I got mine.
You feeling some kind of way, John? You feeling some kind of way? Dad, why
yeah,
they give away tickets?
Wait a second. Where's my two tickets to a future game? I did my part.
I mean, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. Who going to get the Johnson? Who getting the Johnson and Johnson shot? I mean, who going to be that person and going to be like, hey, you know what? I feel pretty good about it. I'm going to go ahead and get that Johnson and Johnson shot. Who going to do that?
You know, the person doesn't want to get a second shot or wants to go through it, I guess. You know, I mean, the people that, you know, the subset of people that had problems with the Johnson & Johnson were limited.
I know it's a small
no
group
guys.
Of people.
Yeah,
I know it's
there
a
no
small
guys.
Group of people. But, yeah, John, I don't want to find out. If, right, I don't want to be in that, I don't want to be in that control age. Group. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right, no, I get you. No, you're
you know what I mean? I know you're trying to salve what I'm saying, and I get that, and I respect that. But, nah, that's like shaking dice. That's like shaking dice, hoping to, you know, roll the seven off the back. Nah.
Yeah.
What if I roll them snakes? Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah. If it's a come out roll, you're cool. But okay, never mind. You have to understand craps. Never mind. We haven't mentioned the Hawks last night. Okay, all right, I know the Hawks last night lose to Indiana. Well, you know, here's the deal. The Indiana Pacers are pretty good. Okay, and they can shoot the ball. Caris LeVert, when he was in Big Ten and Michigan State, could shoot it. Sabonis could shoot it. They're a good team. It wasn't a great performance. The Hawks stormed all the way back. They were down big the whole game. They finally woke up in the fourth quarter. They took off and they were right there with about 4 minutes to go. They could have won the game, and then in the last minute and a half, it kind of got away from them. So. It's a little disappointing, Hugh, especially considering what we talked about with Indiana being in turmoil yesterday, but they didn't win.
Yeah, but you know what the unfortunate thing about that game is, John, is that you look at, man, with all the stuff that was going on with that team coming in and you thinking that it was going to be an easy win. Man, listen, it's hard to win games like that in the NBA. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to win championships. It's hard to advance and things like that. And then when you talk about playing in the playoffs, I mean, you know, you got to have ballers. I'm not saying that we don't have ballers, but it's just, you know, it's a lesson learned. You know, it's unfortunate because, you know, you had all that momentum and you lost a little bit of it, but you're still on course to do what you set out to do. So that's the one positive, because we said, what, 2-1 during this stretch?
Yeah, right. And that's what you did, 2-1.
You did exactly that.
Right.
You did exactly that. So can't be too down on them.
No, you come home for the final four games of the season. You're playing at home in those four games. You are one game ahead of both Boston and Miami with four games to go. So, you know, just take care of business. And another kind of piece of good news for the Atlanta Hawks is that because of a scheduling quirk, they don't play. The next game they play is Washington on Monday. So, Hugh, they have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. This is a little, like, mini break here for them to just, you know, sleep for a couple of days. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, just chill out. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Get a little mended up. Be on the mend a little bit and just get ready to rock and roll.
And, of course, we'll keep eyes on Atlanta United, too, as they get ready, as well, we see what happens with Atlanta United going forward on their game on Sunday. So that's all kind of on the weekend here. But Sunday is also Mother's Day. Of course, I get the – you know, Hugh, I have a hard time because my mom got her Mother's Day gifts yesterday. You know, the Maven went out and bought – she goes online and does the whole online thing. I don't know however that works. Mm-hmm. And sends stuff off to all the moms because we have four of them. We each have stepmoms and real moms. Mm-hmm. Not that stepmoms aren't real moms. Don't take that the wrong way. you know what I mean. Birth moms. So we're sending out all this stuff. But for my mom, the priest, it's a little hard because her birthday is May 8th. So sometimes she gets birthday and Mother's Day on the same day. And this weekend she gets her birthday on Saturday and Mother's Day on Sunday. And I'm like trying to remember which present I'm sending where or what.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, she's just happy to get gifts, man. Somebody's thinking about her.
Right.
Mother's Day, you know, right. Mothers. You know, shout out to all the moms out there.
Yeah, Mother's Day is coming up. And that's the whole, what I've been telling somebody. Somebody says, are you going to honk Zero Res a little bit harder for Mother's Day? I'm like, well, it's a great gift.
Tell them to quit worrying about your money, John Fricky. You see what somebody said something about, like last night on Twitter, because I posted a picture. I got a little heat because I said something about Serena feet, which I didn't know that people were going to get upset about.
Yeah, I saw
that. I didn't know that they were going to get, like, some people got upset about that. So about how dare you talk about her feet. I'm like, dog, I talk about everybody's feet. Talk about my feet. I posted my feet because it's like, it's amazing. You know what's fun? Like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about how, like, for whatever reason, people are super sensitive to things now, you know, about everything. So I was just trying to, you know, add a little levity to Twitter, but I guess it backfired. So,
you know,
I showed my feet.
People got to get over super sensitivity. I mean, come on. We got to be able to, it would be one thing great that we could laugh at ourselves again a little bit. Might help, you know. Just, you know, back, you know, they're important things, and then there's a picture of someone's feet, okay? Stop.
That's it. I mean, I guess some people didn't find it funny, so I thought it was funny. I thought about everybody.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, if they didn't hear that, then, you know, hell with that. You know,
but they were talking about my carpet. They ain't nothing wrong with my carpet, but I do need to see Zero Res, though. Shameless plug.
ZeroResAtlanta.com. Get on there now, and you get a Mother's Day gift. So, anyway, I'm sure you'll hear
then
the
you damn sure know I'm going to tell him John Fricky sent me. I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, well, you get the guarantee. You know, otherwise, you don't get that guarantee. Or the free hallway. Morning Mash is next. I'll guarantee this, that when we come back, Abe's got something good, including the much-discussed non-fight thing. Okay? We got to get into it. Next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mornings with John and Hugh.
Yeah, that's right, G.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's 6:20 Atlanta. Time for the Morning Mashup.
A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
Crazy. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning Mash time. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on this Friday. Full House Friday, we'll call it, with the Atlanta Braves back at Truist in front of 40,000 fans tonight. Oren is off today, and so back at the mothership running the board and holding down the fort for the Mash is the producer, Abe. So, Abe, you get double duty this morning, huh?
Let's see if I can do this right. Grand Rising, gentlemen. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. What's going on, man? How you been, Abe?
I've been more tired. I've been less tired. I was telling Hugh in the break, I since I've been at home, I'm used to just being able to kind of like make food during the show. That's not an option today.
So, don't we all like we'll there's certain things that we get to do when you're at home that you're used to, like, you know, I go get a make a cup of coffee, wash some dishes. I usually get up in the morning, wash dishes while we're doing the show during the break, but you know, I'm not.
You wash dishes anymore. During the break?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like to watch. Listen, John.
That'll be a thing now.
Far from the weirdest thing I've had a host do during the break, by the
oh,
way.
No. Wait a second. I don't think you want to know, John. It just sounds like it's about to get
weird.
No,
you can't tell me that. Not follow it, through.
Let's get weird.
When I used to work with head coach Mike Leach, he did the show remotely, like you guys are doing now, out of his home in Key West, Florida. And in the breaks, he would swim laps in his pool. And they were only like 2.5 minute breaks. It was back with another company, and the you know, they didn't base their product on commercial logs and all that stuff. So short breaks just to give the hosts a break. And he would come back right as we were playing the bumper music from air. He'd pick up the mic and the headphones, and you'd hear him like wheezing. I'm like, Coach, you got to stop swimming. Because for the first like 4 minutes of the segment, he'd be trying to catch his breath. You got to stop that, Coach Leach. But he was and still is a different dude. So
yeah, well, he is a different dude. Yeah,
yeah. So that's that. A couple of other different dudes. The Paul brothers, Logan, Jake. They've both decided to get into the combat sports world, and obviously have done pretty well thus far. A couple of victories there.
Yes, I mean they're fake tomato cans, right?
Yeah. I mean, I probably would take Hugh Douglas, maybe a younger Hugh Douglas, to knock out Ben Askren as well, but that's all right. Ben Askren, not exactly a boxer. But the upcoming match is drawing a little bit of interest with one undefeated possible GOAT, Money Mayweather. And so yesterday there was a little face-to-face introductory press conference, and kind of like one of those things you'd see in the WWE, like sign the contract and they put the briefcase in the middle of the ring there. But some issues, some face-to-face problems went down, not between the guys who are fighting. So it's actually Logan Paul that's going to be fighting Floyd Mayweather. But yesterday, during the little face-to-face matchup, Jake Paul had some words for Floyd and eventually grabbed Floyd's hat, which apparently is a no-no, Hugh. I guess that seems like a no-no.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, but Floyd didn't take it too well.
Hold up, Orin. I mean, hey. How about I just realized that was the wrong Paul brother as soon as you just said.
Yeah, they're both there. They're both hanging out. Yeah,
that's the wrong Paul brother. I thought it was the brother that he was going to fight, because the way they were squared off, I thought it was him. I thought it was the one he was fighting.
No, it was Jake.
Okay, see, yeah.
But here's the thing now. For me, John. If I'm Logan Paul, like, hey, this is going to be a huge moneymaker for us. Obviously, a ton of pay-per-view buys when Floyd fought Connor.
Why?
This
one's I was about to say why, but okay.
Well, because people
I'm not
going to
buy it.
That's
but
why.
I mean, right? I mean,
I'm
going to
watch it though.
For?
I'm going to go to somebody's house who bought it.
Which is why this is, you know, so staged here.
But it's a show. But that's the point. It's a show.
It's a show.
How much of it is a show?
Well, see, I think a lot of it's. I think when everything from anybody named last name Paul is a show.
All I'm saying is, if I'm Logan, Jake, can you maybe not grab his hat? It's going to be a bad enough beating as it is. Can you maybe not tick him off in the process?
You about to be punished. Like,
well, now he is certainly now.
You about to go? I'm about to take you to school, and like I'm about to take you to school, and I'm gonna do everything within the means in the realm of boxing to. You know, to send you to the hospital. I mean, not trying to be mean or whatever, but that was silly. It was disrespectful, and I'm pretty sure Floyd. I've never seen Floyd lose his cool like that. Even when him and Connor was doing, you know, the little, you know, to tay, you know, getting people excited. I never seen that before. So yeah, he probably gonna make him pay retribution for real.
Yeah, and here's something I think it's, you know, it's just so much of this, you know, hype for this stupid. And I say stupid because it is stupid. I'm wondering a little bit about, you know, we're gonna talk about legacies today. I'm wondering a little bit, Hugh, about Floyd's legacy when you're fighting Conor McGregor and then now you're stooping down to Logan Paul. I mean, I know you're kind of done. I mean, you're in you're not really going to be fighting for a title anymore, and there's a lot of money. I get that, but it's like, really, you know.
That become his legacy though? Like, aside from the you know, elite boxer he was, and you know, to some extent still is, has it the money aspect of his game become the legacy more than his boxing was? I mean, he's always flashing his cash, his betting slips, and his nickname is Money. He's always – it's kind of been – for the last, what, 6 or 7 years, maybe more, it's really been more about money than boxing for Floyd Mayweather anyways.
Man, listen, this is a tough one because, you know, you see so many boxers that when they're done, you know, their lifestyle changes drastically from the way that they used to live. So for him to still be in the game and doing what he's doing, I mean, I follow him on Instagram and I see some of the stuff that he owns and some of the business ventures that he has. Dude, he's making money. Now, it might not be the way that traditionally we like a lot of people like or accept, but the bottom line is the dude is winning. I saw him yesterday. He was making a comparison to you know, Bill Gates and some of the other who's the dude that's getting Bill Gates and all, some of the other people, Steve Jobs and those guys, and how much money they have and how they sustain their wealth and everything like that. And he was just saying, hey, why are you not looking at me at the same way? I think it's all I think people don't like Floyd Mayweather for a myriad of different reasons. But the bottom line is the man is successful. Like whether or not you like the way that his success has been brought to him, he's still successful. So it's one of those things, man. A lot of people like him for a lot of different reasons. That's what I'm saying. But he is successful.
All right, so I'm just looking at Jake Paul's Twitter here, which he has changed the title of his Twitter to GOTCHAHAT. Gotcha hat. Gotcha hat. That's his
because
new title.
That's the joke. Yeah. That's his running joke.
Yeah, that's his funny joke here. You know, he tweeted out the video of this whole thing, said with the title "Went as Planned," and then he follows that up by saying, "I stole his hat because he steals people's money with boring fights," and now he's got the new hats, the gotcha hats that are out with gotcha hat.
And he's probably he set made himself some up. Money off. He's, yeah. He set Logan up. This is bad. The went as planned thing, because after the fight, Floyd's going to send a picture of Logan, who's on the ground, possibly right. Unconscious,
yep,
with the hashtag went as planned.
Right.
Ooh, bruh, I was looking – this is going to be – I'm interested to see. I mean, but like you said, I'm probably not going to pay for it. I'll probably be that guy that goes to some establishment that has the fight, you know, with my masses on, and go watch it. But I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying
for it. Are we not? I know that Floyd's got some people that, you know, but I got to tell you, I'm rooting for Floyd to just clean his clock.
Well, listen, and then the Paul brothers flipping around. Right. They've monetized the hatred that people have for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a gotcha.
Like,
real,
yeah, but like, here's the thing. Again, I don't know how much of this is an exhibition, all a show, or Floyd's gonna really box.
I think he's gonna really box.
Because if he really boxes and he does what Floyd Mayweather is capable of doing, the boxing thing for the Paul brothers is done. This is the last one.
Well, but you know they can go to other things. Go to WWE. Usman wants to fight what Jake? Is that what it is now in UFC?
Here's the thing: Usman ain't gonna put on a show.
No, that's what I mean.
Like Floyd might be doing a little show. Usman ain't putting on a show. Kamara's going to hurt someone.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for that. But I will – look, they're self-promoters, these Paul brothers, and, you know, they've become the Bobby Riggs of our time, and you have to know who Bobby Riggs is. And, look, they're successful at it.
It's John Fricke giving our audience no credit once more.
No, I'm saying that how many – dude, that was like –
John Fricke's a teacher.
They made a movie like 2 years ago about it.
Why I didn't see the movie?
Teach.
Featured Emma Stone, Steve Carell. It was fun.
I'm with you. I'm not paying for this thing, but does somebody want to send me the
highlights? I'll go somewhere and watch it now. Because is it this weekend? Is it this weekend?
I don't even – when is the fight?
No, it's in like June or July, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. Yeah.
We got a minute. All right. Yeah. All promotion. Aaron Rodgers still, speaking of fighting and grabbing somebody's hat, there's A-Rod. We are going to be talking about A-Rod today because I know we have cheeseheads in the audience too. What about his legacy, which is, we're talking about something that's, much more immediate and real when we talk about that. Next, on the morning show, as the Braves get ready for a full house, all ahead with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 here on the game.
Covington.
What's up?
I hear they love us in Covington. It's Carl Dukes from Dukes and Bell. Thanks for listening to us every weekday from 2 to 7 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday from the Mobile Kia Studios. Braves tonight at home. The United game is on the road this weekend at Miami. And the Hawks are off till next Monday when they are back at State Farm for the final four games, final week of the regular season. So a lot to look forward to this weekend, though, in terms of other stories. One of those that has been breaking in the NFL, continues to, is this whole A-Rod story and the A-Rod legacy. But, I know that they put out odds, and we talked to Chad Millman, our odds maker, yesterday. And he thinks that if he had to bet on it, Hugh, he said he'd bet on A-Rod being in Green Bay. That's kind of the way I would be. I'd bet on A-Rod being in Green Bay, except for this. When the story came out that the Packers offered Rodgers to make this all kind of go away, according to the reports, the Packers offered, and these are not rumors, these are real legitimate reports, to make Aaron Rodgers the highest paid quarterback, even more than Pat Mahomes. They offered him nearly $50 million a year, and he didn't take it. Why wouldn't you take it? I mean,
pride. And listen, man, let's just be real, John. He has one hell of a plan B. As much money as he potentially would make with the Green Bay Packers, I would argue that if he was the host of Jeopardy, that it would damn near be comparable. Like seriously, I don't know what Alex Trebek was making, rest in peace. But I would say, as hot as that job is, and the personable person that he is, and the fact that he's a Hall of Famer, being in that role, I would say it would probably be he would definitely give that money a run for his money, so to speak.
Yeah, he's not hurting for cash. I mean,
nah.
He's got, Jeopardy in his back pocket, we think. I mean, that hadn't been determined, but everybody seems to be. He's got all his endorsement money, he's made more money than he could ever probably spend anyway. When he dates, he dates self-made women. He dates actresses, right, or race car drivers. He had Olivia Munn, then he had Danica Patrick. Now he's got his fiancee, the Shailene Woodley. I mean, they have their own money.
I didn't know that was fiancee. Okay, good job, Aaron. Okay, go rock and roll.
But he, right. I mean, he's not, he's not out there.
He ain't hurting for companionship, right, or money.
And they have their own cash. I mean, Shailene Woodley, make plenty of money. I mean, she doesn't need his money. I mean, to live a great life. I mean, it'll help, don't get me wrong. It's sort of like, for all the talk about Tom Brady, the fact is Tom Brady's wife has made more than him over the years, believe it or not. Some people might find that hard to believe, but it's actually true. Now, that isn't necessarily the case with Rodgers' girlfriends, but still, they're self-made women. So he's not...
They're not hurting, though. They're not hurting.
Yeah. So, I mean, he got no money worries. I get that. So this is all about his legacy. Of course, he's always been a little bit of an odd cat. And, all the talk about, because I know that back when he was dating Olivia Munn, she was always saying she was trying to heal the rift between him and his brother and his family. And it's much talked about that the family and Aaron have a, they have a tough family history. Mm-hmm. A lot of us do, okay? I mean, everybody's got tough family history, right? Mm-hmm. And his just happened to be public, that's all. And because of the nature of who he is. But people would always say, well, doesn't that say, bad things about what kind of a person Aaron is? Well, you don't know. We don't know which side this is coming from. I mean, we have no idea. Maybe the family's trying to, glom onto him and say, hey, listen, you got to share all this wealth with who knows what's going on here?
I always find it fascinating when people only get half the story and they come to a conclusion about how a person is.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you only hear half the story. Knowing that with the history of the family that it has to be way more to it than what we know. Has to be.
Of course.
but right. Yeah. But
no, people, that's kind of my point here. Is that, you know, quit making assumptions about the guy. I've never met the guy. I've never interviewed the guy. I you know, this is one of those things I can't speak to him in that regard. I mean, he's a, you know, seems like an affable guy. You know, he's out at the Kentucky Derby. He does State Farm commercials. He, you know, he's never rude or mean that I know of. He's not getting arrested or in bar fights or things of that nature. He's a different personality. I can see where he and Brett Favre wouldn't necessarily, you know, break bread as maybe they become friends or friendlier.
I think they're friends now. I think they're right. friends now because they're kindred spirits, you know, because I guarantee you, John, at the time, Aaron probably didn't realize why Brett did what he did. But now, like, him and Brett are on the same level. They can relate a little bit better. So that's probably their thing that they have in common. That's probably the one thing that they have in common is that they've both been through it and they know what it feels like to, you know, be a quarterback that's, you know, was great, but now they just got old and, you know, things have changed.
Boy, isn't that an interesting question that a cheesehead would have to answer? Who's the greatest quarterback in Packers history? If you're voting all-time Packers history, who's your quarterback?
Because all of them won at least one Super Bowl, right?
Well, I think Bart Starr won two.
Okay, where's Bart Starr? That was easy.
Yeah, and Bart, you know,
I mean, well, that was easy.
And younger fans are going to go, Bart Starr. You know, Bart Starr was Bart Starr. He was also the head coach at one point. He was an okay head coach. But he was, you know, Bart Starr was an Alabama guy, by the way. Star quarterback at Alabama, became star quarterback at the Green Bay Packers, title town on the whole thing. And then of course you had Brett Favre. I mean, you had other quarterbacks.
Brett Favre,
you know, Lynn Dickey, good ones. Lynn Dickey was quarterback for a number of years, but
Jordan
you know,
Love.
Of the three, I wonder who you vote. That's another part of this story too. By the way, is that, and we're going to take your calls because we got to hear from Cheeseheads about this because we got questions about his legacy. We put it up on our Twitter this morning to ask about his legacy because, you know, how could this damage his legacy? Well, what about Deshaun's legacy? Okay, that's a different story. Stop it.
Wait,
okay,
who said? What does Deshaun have to do with what we're talking about?
I know. Forget about that. Let it go. So you got Jordan Love, which I'm beginning to think was a gigantic mistake on their part, the kid from Utah State, because if he wasn't a mistake, by now you think he might be ready, and they're suddenly in the market for, they're out there, the stories are they're looking at players like Nick Mullins. If you're looking at Nick Mullins because Jordan Love isn't ready, that's a problem.
Well, yeah, I'm not giving up on him just yet, John, but you talk about, I don't know where he was projected to be ready to go. You know, because that was never a conversation that was had. I think a lot of people, when he got drafted, everybody was just like, "Ooh, you drafted a quarterback and you didn't need one." And you know, then it became the story more so about how Aaron felt. I don't ever remember hearing a timeline about when they felt that Jordan Love was going to get on the field because there wasn't one. You know, there wasn't no pressure. There wasn't any pressure to get him ready to play. More so, like, there's no – like, say, for instance, in Chicago, there's going to be pressure to get Justin Fields ready to play this year. You know, so who's up there? The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, he knows that he's on the clock. Like his time is limited.
Yeah,
so
that's something different. He's on the clock that Fitzmagic was in Miami last
year. Yeah, he's on the clock. But with Aaron Rodgers being in Green Bay – there was no hurry. There was no rush to get Jordan Love ready to play. So that's why it was different. You know, because you look at the way Aaron played last year, it's safe to say Jordan Love probably, John, would have been in contract negotiations, you know, before he got a chance to play. Like, right. They probably would have been wondering whether or not they were going to exercise his fifth-year option before he got a chance or they even considered
it. Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
It makes me wonder if it was a mistake to take him.
Well, it's one of those things where...
Because that's one of the things that A-Rod said was, you know, Rodgers said, why did you take this kid? Not because he's going to... But you could have used that pick to get me another weapon that could have given us a Super Bowl.
But this is the thing, John, and it's unfortunate because I hear what you're saying And you're right, but I think one of the reasons why quarterback play is so poor now is because young quarterbacks don't have the opportunity to sit. You know, we've become such a microwave society, especially in football and things like that, that a lot of these quarterbacks would benefit tremendously from having a chance to sit and, you know, just soak up the way that they do things at this level. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton has had a pretty good career. But when you look at Cam Newton as a quarterback, I would probably say that it could have been better because he skewed more athlete early on than quarterback. And so now what's happening is for Cam, in my opinion, is that his athletic skills are starting to diminish a little bit. Now he's asked to play quarterback, and it might be – I'm not saying it is too late, but it might be too late for him to try to get that aspect of his game. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's probably – it may be – yes, I think – here's where I agree. I think it's too late for – just to Cam that he's ever going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
And
on the flip side of that, look at Michael Vick. And how he came into the league and how he lit it up and he was excited. And then look at Michael Vick in his last couple years. Look at Michael Vick when he was with Andy Reid. Yeah. He was a much better quarterback. Like seriously, would you – I mean, outside of the highlight part of it, would you rather have the Michael Vick that was in Philadelphia or the Michael Vick that was in Atlanta? Because I think the Michael Vick in Philadelphia was a mix of the two, of the Atlanta Michael Vick.
I'm gonna pass on that, and I'm not trying to dodge, but you know, when you have that 3 years that, you know, obviously he didn't play for a certain reason, and
I get you. Yeah, respect. I respect that.
That's hard. So that's a really difficult one.
But yeah. Okay. I respect that.
Yeah. The A-Rod is really interesting, and we're going to want to talk to you about that a little bit later in the program. Do want you to jump on and tell us what you think about his legacy, because this is not going away, and it'd be interesting to see how it affects the NFC North. Now that, you know, you have Justin Fields, you know, you now have Jared Goff in Detroit, Justin Fields, you know, and Andy Dalton, I guess. Justin Fields is going to be playing and starting this year in Chicago. If Andy Dalton doesn't realize that, you know, and who knows if they've got a situation in Minnesota, because suddenly Kellen Mond is up there and Kirk Cousins is going, why did you draft Kellen Mond? What was the point of that? Are you, what? Huh? Yeah, apparently he's not too happy about that. All right, Hawks take one on the chin last night. They have four games to go. They get a breather this weekend. Let's catch you up on where we're going to stand in the NBA. Going to ask Sean Devaney, one of our NBA experts, to jump into the program and give us his thoughts on where the Hawks are now, because little roller coaster ride, and how he handicaps who's the real power in the NBA who's going to win it all. We'll do that in a moment with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.